I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Burlington City Council took another step toward what could be the biggest development in the history of the Queen City. Now, the city and developers of Burlington Town Center have reached a so-called pre-development agreement that establishes a series of checks to keep the proposed plan for the downtown mall and the surrounding streets moving forward. VPR's Liam Connors explains.
On a bright, cool late April morning, I'm standing on Bank Street looking at a loading dock with David White, Burlington's Director of Planning and Zoning.
Where eventually will be a street that will connect from Cherry Street through here to Bank along St. Paul.
White points further down the street.
There's not much going on here. That the green belt is really just a bunch of dandelions and gets kind of muddy. The storefronts aren't facing the street, so there's not much reason for us to be here on the street other than to walk through. But if you imagine outdoor seating here, cafes, retail uses, this would be a really nice place to be.
Reconstructing St. Paul Street between Bank Street and Cherry Street isn't the only new proposed street. The city's also hoping to do the same with Pine Street a block down. Besides new streets, the entire mall would be revamped. The plan calls for expanded retail and office space, up to 274 apartments, and a parking garage with 925 spaces. Don Sinix, a managing partner at Devonwood Investors, owns the Burlington Town Center. He said when he first saw the mall, he didn't think it was meeting its potential.
And what we're trying to do at this point is to take a suburban mall out of the downtown and in its stead place a mixed-use project, which is complements and deserves fittingly to be in a downtown.
The new structure would also be the tallest building in Burlington, and the height has been one piece of the project that's drawn criticism. During the City Council's public forum, Janice Grill brought a cardboard cityscape up to the table. The representation of the new building towered over the rest of the model, and Grill, hidden behind the structure, voiced her concerns.
The current height of the city can be folded into the proposed future skyline. It's literally twice as big. And other locations, if we waive the height restrictions, other locations will also want to go high. Developers will knock down historic, unique, beautiful buildings to get the height.
Other people were uneasy about the rapid pace of the project, the mix of housing being built, and the lack of a physical model that would give the public a sense of the development scale. Not everyone was skeptical. Many people voiced their support, saying they hoped it would revitalize the downtown and allow more people to actually live there. Scott Baldwin, a former member of the Burlington Planning Commission, said he took a walk that day and tried to picture the new mall.
And while this whole exercise was not very scientific, in my humble and somewhat educated opinion, given the planned siting of the 14-story building away from what planners call view corridors, this building is not too tall.
The City Council overwhelmingly voted to approve the pre-development agreement. Many pointed out this agreement is just another step in a larger process. One of the next steps is for the City Council to approve an amendment to the zoning ordinance to allow a building of up to 160 feet. For VPR News, I'm Liam Connors.